Well, the candidates debated things like the future of gun control. That future was also weighed in two courtrooms in Wisconsin and Michigan this week. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in a first-of-its-kind decision, a jury held gun shop owners liable for selling a gun to someone who was buying it for someone else, a so-called straw buyer. The jury awarded $5 million to two police officers who were severely wounded by the young man who got the gun from the buyer. And in Auburn Hills, Michigan, prosecutors charged a woman with a misdemeanor after she fired her legally owned gun at a suspected shoplifter in the parking lot of a Home Depot. Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine and research fellow at Yale Law School, is here. Emily, start with the case in Milwaukee. The store is Badger Guns. They sold a weapon to Jacob Collins, who was buying it for 18-year-old Julius Burton, who was too young to buy it himself. He shot two police officers after they pulled him over for riding his bike on the sidewalk. How big is this ruling?
It is a victory, a rare victory for the gun control advocates who have had lost a lot of cases in court. In the 80s and 90s, gun control folks were trying to argue that people who sell guns or make guns should be liable if something goes wrong with those guns. And that did not really succeed as a litigation strategy, in part because Congress and a lot of states passed laws that made it much harder to hold gun sellers and manufacturers liable. There are some exceptions, though, and this case is about one of those exceptions, because the store in this case, at least according to the jury, knew or should have known that this was an illegal purchase.
I mean, in this case, reports are that the store owners, when the young man, the straw buyer, came in, he actually checked off on the form he was buying it for someone else, and the store personnel said, no, you can't do that. Here, check off this, that you're not. I mean, that was pretty hard to deny.
Right, and it was all captured on video, and it made the store seem like they were very much complicit in this illegal sale where an older friend was buying a gun for an 18-year-old, and that was illegal. And so, you know, one way to think about this case is that the facts were pretty egregious. And so it may not be that a lot of other suits go this way. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the lessons here is that gun stores should not be allowing and encouraging illegal sales, but also that they should not be caught on videotape.
Well, there is that. In other words, it's not just a simple a gun store being held liable for the use of a gun. It's a gun store being held liable for knowingly selling a gun to someone they shouldn't have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is a smaller category and certainly an issue. I mean, in this world of straw purchases, this is one kind of loophole that gun control advocates want to shut down.
Take a look at the case in Michigan. Tatiana Duva Rodriguez was a bystander in a parking lot of Home Depot. She saw an apparent shoplifter running from the store. Duva Rodriguez has a concealed gun permit. She is legally carrying a gun, but she fired her weapon at the getaway car. Now she's been charged with one count of reckless use, handling, or discharge of a firearm. This is a misdemeanor. We have been hearing in the last several weeks that having guns will allow average citizens to protect themselves. How does this case work into that current debate?
This case suggests that there is excess out there, that people who have guns legally are feeling entitled to use them in situations in which there is no life at danger. There's no one's safety at stake. They're kind of being vigilante, law enforcement types. And, you know, no one was in favor of this kind of act. The pro-gun lobby was just as quick to condemn it as the gun control folks. So this just seems like the kind of reckless behavior, the same word that's in the criminal law that she was charged with, that we really don't want to see people engaging in.
Well, at least one gun control group, Every Town for Gun Safety, did say that this plays into the debate over the Stand Your Ground laws, in which people claim the right to stand their ground and shoot if they feel threatened. Could she say she felt threatened by a shoplifter speeding away?
No, I don't think so. And I think this is where this particular set of facts deviates from any kind of situation in which Stand Your Ground would apply. You know, Stand Your Ground itself may be problematic, but the idea is that you are supposed to feel personally threatened or you are trying to help someone else who's threatened. And watching a shoplifter speed away, maybe they shouldn't be leaving. But the idea that, you know, you are just going to pull your gun out and take it upon yourself to start firing, that's scary.
Thank goodness no one was hurt. Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine and research fellow at Yale Law School, taking a look at two cases involving guns in the news. Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.